Al Jazeera Podcasts.
The UN's top court is set to rule on a request to order Germany to stop sending military aid to Israel. The case was filed by Nicaragua and argues Berlin is failing to prevent genocide or to uphold international humanitarian law. It's the latest case involving Israel before the International Court of Justice. South Africa approached the court in December, accusing Israel of committing genocide. Now to Kenya, the President William Ruto will hold a special cabinet meeting on Tuesday as heavy rains continue to lash the country. Government says the death toll from a month of flooding has reached at least 169. Thousands of people are displaced, but many more are still missing. In the east, a ravine collapsed into the Tana River, causing it to burst its banks. Ukraine says the death toll from a Russian strike on the Black Sea port city of Odessa has risen to 5. A 4-year-old girl is among the 32 injured in the missile attack, which targeted a private law school on Monday. The governor declared Tuesday a day of mourning. Now, another confrontation has taken place in the South China Sea between Chinese and Philippine vessels in those disputed waters. The incident happened near a contested reef during a mission to resupply Filipino fishermen. Philippines Coast Guard says a Chinese vessel used water cannon on two of its boats. It's the latest in a series of maritime confrontations between the two countries. Well, now to Indonesia. People are being evacuated from the northern part of the country where a volcano has erupted again. Mount Ruang in North Sulawesi sent a tower of ash more than 5 kilometers into the sky, forcing the closure of a nearby international airport. The volcano has erupted several times in the past 2 weeks. The capital of Bangladesh remains in the grip of an extreme heat wave, with the maximum temperature forecast to stay above 40 degrees Celsius until Thursday. The heat wave in the South Asian country is the longest it's suffered in 75 years. All schools were ordered to close on Monday. Scientific researchers found that climate change is causing the heat waves to increase in frequency and intensity. Now, in Zimbabwe, there's a new currency that's going into circulation. The introduction of the Zimbabwe gold, or ZiG, is the government's latest attempt to tackle hyperinflation. The central bank says the ZiG is backed by gold reserves and rare minerals. The International Monetary Fund recently urged Zimbabwe to speed up its currency reforms to handle its inflation problem.
Coming up on The Take, what's being uncovered from the mass graves in Gaza? That's The Take by Al Jazeera. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.